matter. Everything that Herbert Spencer discovered in 1903 or before that was in the first verse of Scripture. The Bible says that God created everything, and in saying that, the Bible gives us all the categories that exist. And He did this out of and from nothing, that is, with no pre-existing material, and He did it in 6 days. Now, because the Bible is so clear about this in Genesis 1, and then giving us an even further and more detailed look at this creation, rehearsing its elements in a broader way in chapter 2, you face a test at the very outset of the Bible. You're not going to get past the first verses of the Bible. You're not going to get past the first verse in the Bible, the first chapter in the Bible, the first two chapters in the Bible, without facing a test. And the test is this: do you believe the Scripture? Do you believe the Scripture? That is the test. No one gets past the opening verses of the Bible without having to face the test of whether or not that person believes the Bible to be the authoritative Word of God. Do you submit to Scripture? Genesis 1 is your first test. Now, I want to give you three words to think about tonight, and we're going to kind of unpack these words, and they'll be sort of little categories that we can put our thoughts in so we can understand them a little more clearly. The first word is fidelity. 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 Faithfulness. Either you believe what the Bible says or you don't. That's the test. You can accept what Genesis says or you can reject it. You can't change it. You don't have that privilege. In fact, were you to add to Scripture or take anything from it, would be added to you the plagues that are written in it. There is no need for you to edit God. There is nothing lacking anywhere in Scripture, and that's true of Genesis 1 and 2, which somehow needs you to embellish it. You either accept it or you reject it. You have those two options. You say, what about science? Don't we have to apply science to the Genesis account to be intellectually honest? Don't we have to bring the vast scientific knowledge that we've